Well, they called you this morning to let you know then, huh?
Yeah.
Now, you've mentioned that before that the Red Sox had talked to you. They expressed extreme interest in your ability.
Well, they expressed, quite a bit of interest. They, not really a lot to where, they come right out and said that they was going to get me and everything, but they just, showed that the interest that they had in me and that they was, interested in the things that I'd done.
They're still looking for left-handed pitching then?
Yeah, yeah.
What about the situation? Are you happy about the Red Sox?
Yeah, that's who I was kind of hoping for. I wasn't really overconfident about getting drafted, but, if I had a chance, that's who I would rather have had picked.
Now, it came in the fifth round. That's still a fairly high draft pick. Have they made a contract offer to you yet?
No, not yet.
Now you have a choice. What would you like to do?
If the offer's good, I'd like to go play professional baseball. Yeah.
What about if the offer is not quite up to standards?
Then I'll go to a big college. I've got a couple of full rides right now, and I think I'd go to a bigger college.
Another question: if you sign a contract with the pros, would you continue your athletic abilities or athletics in college at another in other sports?
Yeah, I'd come back. Hopefully, I would come back to Dixie and play basketball.
Are any of the offers to play baseball at major schools? Do any of them include basketball too?
No, none of them. Just baseball.
This may sound like a strange question, but which do you prefer?
Which school?
Which sport?
Basketball, really. Because I like the sport and everything, and it's fun all around game. But I don't think I'm good in it enough, to make a career out of it or anything. But I do prefer basketball.
What about the baseball angle? When did you first start thinking about the possibility of a pro career?
It was right in the middle of basketball when I got a call from the scouting bureau and was wondering a little bit about me and when he could come down and everything. He was trying to set up an appointment with me and things. And it wasn't until this year, just in the middle of basketball season.
Nobody had contacted you last year then at all?
No, not at all.
Did they express how they got the lead on you or how they first got information about you outside of just a phone call?
Yeah, my old coach from Gunnison, where I used to live before I moved here, had called when I was a junior, but no scouts had got the chance to come and watch me, and they was trying to find me again this year, so they called my old coach, and he told them that we moved down here, and that's how they found me.
Advantages. What do you think are your plus marks going into a baseball career?
I don't know. I think that I have a good attitude about it, and I like the game, and I give 100% on when I'm playing, and I think that's probably the biggest advantage I have right now, because there's still a lot of things that I need to know how to do, and I just think that my hustle and everything will get me to where I need to be.
How long have you been pitching in baseball?
Ever since in Little League. I've pitched ever since I was in Little League.
Do you prefer the pitching? Have you always preferred being on the mound?
Yeah, that's the only place I've ever played, and that's the only place I want to play.
What about your assortment of pitches? Assess each one of them so far.
I don't know. I don't throw that many pitches. Usually in a game, I only throw a changeup, a curve, and a fastball. And it seemed to get me by, so, that's basically what I stick with.
Was there any indication if you would sign of what level you'd start off at? Would you be at rookie league?
Yeah, well, I'd have to go to rookie league, and then that's where they would, divide the kids that they drafted up into the 1A, 2A, and 3A bracket.
Looking ahead, did you ever, you mentioned that you first had inklings of a possible professional career midway through the basketball season. Did you ever dream or have it in the back of your mind, it would be nice to play in the majors sometime?
Yeah, that's always been my dream. I mean, ever since I was little, you know, I've always dreamed about playing a professional sport. And I don't know, I'm glad that it is baseball, you know, because I like to play baseball too. And I've thought about it and dreamed about it a lot, you know. And that's about it.
Do you know how soon they'll be making contact with you now?
No, not. They were supposed to come here tonight. The Red Sox. His name's Paul Treveras.
Uh-huh.
With the Boston Red Sox, and he's made a scheduled flight into Vegas tonight, and he was going to call us when he got there to see if he would be able to come up here, or if it was too late, or whatever.
I'm curious, your parents' reaction so far?
They're happy. I mean, they're just kind of, they want really what I want, you know, and whatever I do, they'll back me up in it, and so, you know, they think it's good, and, you know, they're excited and everything, but it's going to be my decision, and they're just backing me in everything I do.
Have you had a chance to talk with, say, Bruce or some other professional baseball player who has gone through the minors and find out a little about the life?
Yeah, I talked to Bruce quite a bit about, you know, the Red Sox and everything, and that's what basically got me interested in the Red Sox, and I was happy, you know, that they contacted me earlier in the year. And he says, you know, they have a lot of coaches and pitching coaches and things there that really have helped him a lot. And so that's basically where I would rather it go, because that I need that help, and they have got a lot there, he said. So
do you have any fear about going into a strange environment like that?
Yeah, really. That's my biggest hang-up right now. I don't know whether I'm ready to cope with it or not.
Ron, thank you.
Yeah.
I'll stop the...